Indigo plans to finish the Red Line construction this summer, a much-anticipated end to many traffic troubles downtown. When finished, the 13-mile route will increase the city's rapid transit service. And WFYI's Taylor Bennett met with spokesperson Lauren Day to ask for updates on the project.
How is the project progressing right now?
With a change of administration at the federal level and delay in utility work, we got started about 5 months later than we had intended, and we're able to make up that time. So we are still on schedule to open for service in September of this year. And that gives us enough time to do some training and testing with our operators on the ground, do that final punch list at all of the stations, load up all the advertising, the wayfinding, information for the riders at the stations themselves, and also do some fun stuff to start the celebration. We really want to make sure that people know that this is about improved connectivity, improved accessibility. What does it mean if I'm a bicyclist and I'm used to putting my bike on the front of the bus? Now I'm going to take it onto the Red Line vehicle. So we're going to do a lot of fun education about what does the Red Line mean for you if you're using it or if you're interacting with it. But the other really exciting thing that will happen the same night before we open the Red Line is that all of the buses will also be running more frequently. So the whole network throughout the county is getting better, which is a really big deal. And what you learn when you go to other communities around the world, those rapid frequent lines are the ones that get the bulk of the service. And so, you know, you may ride the L when you're in Chicago or, you know, when you're in Paris, you may ride that sort of that really frequent metro service, but the buses are carrying the heaviest load of people. So it was really important that we open this Red Line to provide this 10-minute service, but we improve all of the local routes as well. So everyone who's a bus rider is actually going to see better service in September.
Where does it stand right now as far as what's happening this week, next week, and just in the next month in general as far as if there are going to be any additional road closures or lane restrictions or anything?
You can definitely see the construction out there. Mm-hmm. We have, with the acceleration, we have 19 crews throughout the 13-mile corridor working. We're really aiming to get this open, get construction out of folks' way so that they can start riding it. So the biggest things that are coming really through the first 2 weeks of April are on Virginia Avenue. We're doing some bus pad reinforcement there at the stations at New Jersey, which is actually closed right now, and then as well at Woodlawn down kind of in the southern section of Virginia Avenue. So that will be wrapped up by the end of next week. A couple things on Shelby. We're doing bus pad reinforcement where we reinforce the ground underneath the stations right in front of them where the bus will be. So the couple of closures there. College Avenue, kind of business as usual for the most part. We're going to be putting some parking restrictions and travel lane changes in the southern section, so that 38th Street to 50th. Right now, we've really been working primarily 50th to 66th. We're going to expand that so the crews can start working. On College in particular, we're really trying not to restrict parking where there isn't work happening. Mm-hmm. So that was really important to the neighborhood, and so we've worked with the contractors to make that happen. So that'll be a change that will drivers will see in the next couple of weeks. Capitol, really business as usual. Meridian as well. There are going to be a couple of overnight intersection closures on Meridian to do bus pad reinforcement, but those are at those station locations, and they're between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. To really try to have the least impact on travel. And there'll be lots of signage and flaggers and some law enforcement out there as well to help drivers find their way around.
You've been with this project from the start. Any surprises or any disappointments?
No disappointments. Yeah. I would say personally, I know how to read a lot of construction documents now, and that's been really to be so immersed in the construction process. You really do understand how quickly things can change with the winter and trying to value engineer with 19 crews, say, okay, we can't do that because we've got a utility conflict. Where can we move so that we can keep the progress going? So I know a lot about construction now.
I bet you do. All right. Well, we'll go to you with any questions. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was Indigo spokesperson Lauren Day talking Red Line updates with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. You can follow updates on the project at indigored.com.